This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bucks 0 for 3. Flew out to deep left his last time. Swings at the first pitch. Grounds into the right side. Cronenworth as it go off the glove into right field. Hernandez rounding third on his way. He will score. And for the first time tonight, the Dodgers lead. It's 3-2.
This is bad luck for Cronenworth. This ball actually goes through his glove. He's off, walking off the field right now to get a new glove.
Tony Gwynn Jr. has better eyes than the rest of us.
I didn't see that either.
How did he know that?
I have no idea. And he's live at the game, like, up high.
How did he know that?
I have no idea.
I have to ask him next time we talk to him. Yeah, he was right. The ball went right through the glove. It went through the glove. It's Glovegate.
Glovegate 2024.
And it cost the Padres. Excuse me, cost the Padres on opening. No, yeah, I'm going to cry.
You're going to cry?
I'm a little bit upset. We're running out of time, Scraby. We're already a game back of the Dodgers in the NL West, and we're running out of time. I'm sad. 5-2 Dodgers over the Padres early this morning. That there was the key play, though. Had the ball not gone somehow through the glove of Jake Cronenworth, it's a double play. The inning is over, and the game remains tied 2-2. But it did not happen. I can't explain it. Jake was very matter of fact about it afterwards, too. He just said, you know, it could have happened at any time. I'm like, really? What do you mean it could have happened? It doesn't happen!
Because someone crawled into the dugout in the middle of the seventh and loosened his webbing. That's how that happens, Chris.
Well, you go ahead and keep thinking that. I'm not going to disagree with you. Because it's as good of explanation as any.
I heard that Shohei Ohtani was doing a jig in the dugout. And everybody was watching him do the jig, and someone crawled in.
And that's
in.
When Kike Hernandez snuck in from behind.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's just, it's not probable, all right? Your theory is not probable. But neither is any other theory. Like I said, I've seen how many? 100,000 ground balls in my lifetime?
That's a lot of ground balls.
That was just a chopping one-hop bouncer. That was not even hard hit.
And it was 87 miles an hour off the bat.
Right through the glove. I still am like so perplexed. Padres and Dodgers again tomorrow morning. Sam Levitt on the Eco Water San Diego pregame show. That's at 2 a.m. tomorrow. Game time 3:05. Joe Musgrove against Yoshi Yamamoto.
I'm really excited for this game. I just don't know I'm going to be in a place to wake up for it live. So this may be the only time in my life I will DVR a game.
Well, I'll DVR the game.
I know you will.
Thanks again to all of you who came down to 7 Mile Casino this morning, an event sponsored by our friends at Soapy Joe's. Over 350 Padre fans. A couple of Dodger fans were thrown in there. Not many, though.
Not many. Hey, and they were very respectful Dodger fans. I have no issues if you're going to show up as a Dodger fan, but you got to realize that you're going to take a little heat. You're at a Padres party.
Yeah, people were tremendous this morning. Great turnout. So much so that we honestly, some people had to be turned away. And I mean, I apologize to those people, but there's no way anybody, not in our wildest dreams, expected that big of a turnout this morning. I mean, it's the middle of the night.
So I woke
for
up
heaven's
at
sakes.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I set my alarm for 2:10.
Okay.
Which really doesn't matter.
That is kind of silly, but all right.
And then I woke up at 2:10 and I set my alarm for 2:15. So
you took you a couple
of
tries.
At 2:15. I drive down there. I'm like, I'm just going to cruise in. I'm going to find a spot.
That's what
get
I
out, go right in, first pitch, bada bing, bada boom.
Nope.
No, I searched for a parking spot for 25 minutes, and I'm not complaining. I'm just thinking or saying that's incredible. All of the listeners are incredible for joining us this morning.
Yeah, you guys were great. Don't anybody take a shot at the San Diego fans. We have great fans here. San Diego. You can take a shot at some of the organizations who've left town.
Yeah.
Don't be blaming the fans. Blake Snell spoke today. His first news conference with the Giants.
Did he badmouth Scott Boras?
He did not.
Okay.
He said, quote, "We'll," as in he, "will throw a bullpen tomorrow and go from there." Blake Snell says he is hoping that he will be ready to start against the first series here in San Diego against the Padres. We had said yesterday, there's no way Blake Snell will be available to pitch against the Padres. I still am not sure, but he says he's going to do it. So
if there's
something for the Padres to keep in mind, I guess.
If there's anything, never mind.
All right, Logan Webb will start the first game for the Giants, but maybe Blake Snell pitches later in that series.
I remember now. If there's anything we can hang our hat on is we know that Blake Snell struggles in the beginning of the year.
So if he does pitch that game, he probably won't be...
He's probably going to have a little extra motivation, too.
He'll have motivation, but I don't know that he'll be very sharp.
Does he get booed?
Blake Snell?
There's no chance.
I don't think so.
Does Bob Melvin get booed? I think there's a growing sentiment he's going to get booed.
He probably will get some boos just because it's in some people's mind last year was his fault.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's see about some winners, some losers. We've got a lot of good games coming up tonight. And like I said, one of us has been red hot on our picks. It's the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Chris is gambling responsibly, and we will get to the results here in just 1 second. However, Chris, after I give you all the bets, I am going to tell you about a story that involves betting. It involves Shohei Ohtani. And it involves a termination of employment.
It's a big story right now in the world of sports. It's breaking news, but it has to do with gambling.
Yes.
We'll tell you about it.
Yes.
Shortly.
In a little bit.
Give us some results.
All right, so yesterday we did the first four, which actually should be the first eight because there's eight teams. I thought there was no games today, but there are games today.
Yeah, there's two more games tonight.
Yes.
So there was four teams yesterday, four teams today. It should be... The not-so-elite eight.
Yes, there we go. The not-so-elite eight. Yeah. Kind of put them down, a backhanded compliment.
A backhanded compliment, because you're right. There's not four teams left. The final four is all about four teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's not four teams in what they call the first four.
Yeah.
There's eight.
Come on, people. All right, so Howard and Wagner. Howard were 3.5-point favorites over Wagner. Chris chose Wagner. I chose Howard. And Wagner won 71-68. Although Howard had three shots to tie the game at the end of the game, and they missed all three shots.
Yes, they did.
All three shots.
Could have gone to overtime, but it did not.
Colorado State, they were favored by 2.5 points over Virginia. Both of us chose Colorado State, and we were both correct, 67-42, drubbing.
Yeah, Virginia was really, really bad.
Nuggets at the Timberwolves. The Nuggets were 8-point favorites in this game. We both chose the Timberwolves, and the Nuggets won the game, but they did not cover the spread. They won 115-112, so we win that one, too.
All right.
Luka Doncic, over under 33.5 points in the game last night. Both of us went over, and both of us were way wrong because he had 18 points.
He had 16 assists, though. He was passing the ball last night, unfortunately,
Come on, Luka,
for us. Yeah.
On the nights that you're not going to be a selfish player is the night I bet on you.
Yeah.
The Kings, -1.5 on the puck line over the Blackhawks. Both of us chose the Kings. Kings won 6-2. All right, real quick. This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Ashley Furniture. Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with hot buys, your choice of color, starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $250 plus. Receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases only at Ashley. Now, the news story we were just referencing has to do with Shohei Ohtani. His translator, Ipe Mizuhara, this just is breaking here in the last couple minutes, but according to the Los Angeles Times, Ohtani's legal team claims that Mizuhara used his funds to place bets with an allegedly illegal bookmaker who is currently under federal investigation. From the LA Times, in a statement, the West Hollywood law firm said, in the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei has been the victim of a massive theft, and we are turning the matter over to authorities. He was working... Okay, so this is all happening now, because he actually translated after the game last night.
Yeah.
So he just got found out, and Shohei Ohtani fired him.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea by Shohei Ohtani. This guy apparently wired $4.5 million of Ohtani's money to himself.
How does he get access to that?
$4.5 million.
Wow.
That he sent from Ohtani's bank to a bookmaking operation to make the bets that he was making.
That could get really dicey for Shohei Ohtani.
The guy stole $4.5 million. Now that, you know, Shohei Ohtani probably wouldn't even notice that that's gone.
Well, I guess he didn't, because the investigation uncovered this.
Yeah, but that's, you know, this is why we say bet responsibly, be careful out there.
Yeah,
a lot of people cannot rein it in.
No.
They can't control it, man. Gambling gets the best of them. And, I mean, this guy, you know, his life's over, basically. He's probably going to do plenty of jail time for this.
I mean, $4.5 million is, like, a lot of money.
That's a lot of money to steal from somebody.
If I'm Shohei, I'm not going to blame him for not knowing, because he probably doesn't ever look at his finances. He's got someone to do it
for
him.
Yeah,
but
no,
that person needs to be...
that person needs to be called into question as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
But an additional theory as to the glove gate... They actually fired him for this because he was caught doing glove.
He was the guy that loosened the strings.
Yes, Mizuhara,
because he had a bet on the game.
Yes.
He had a $4.5 million bet on the game. He had to do something to affect the outcome, so he loosened the strings on Cronenworth's glove. That's another great theory, Scraby. Yeah.
It all is too.
It's all coming together now.
Too coincidental that you get fired after a 5-2 win.
It's all making sense to me now.
It is.
Padres lost.
By the way, this guy is also not very smart, because he might have had one of the best jobs in the world by being Shohei Ohtani's
translator.
Pretty
easy job.
You just go around the world with him, and you translate. That sounds amazing.
Not too tough. Not too tough,
anyway,
but he will no longer be doing it. All right, very good. Here we go into some bets tonight. We only have a couple minutes, so let's get to it. Start with the first four. Montana State, 4.5 points over Grambling State. I don't know anything about either of these teams.
What's the Montana State?
They are the Bobcats. Grambling State Tigers.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Bobcats minus the 4.5 here. It's kind of a West Coast pick. That's really all I can. And
you know,
not that Montana's on the West Coast.
I was going to say.
It's closer than Grambling.
So you're taking
Montana minus 4.5.
All right. You know what? I think a Tiger could beat a Bobcat. So
you're
going
to Grambling. You're taking the 4.5
yes,
points.
Yes, I am.
All right. The second game tonight is another Mountain West matchup. Boise State against Colorado from the Pac-12. Colorado's favored by 3. Scraby, who do you like here?
Colorado is favored by 3. You know what? I'm going to go Mountain West. I'm going to go Boise State.
Stay with the Mountain West. I mean, like I said, everybody's picking on Virginia. Nobody's giving Colorado State any credit last night. They looked awfully good.
Yeah, you still need to actually win the game like
that. And maybe the Mountain West is just going to really do well in this tournament. I'm going to hope for that. I will take Boise State myself. A couple of games tomorrow morning.
Yes.
If you're wondering, by the way, because I'm like this, like what game is going to be first on my TV tomorrow morning in the NCAA tournament?
Well, there's always one game that's first.
There's always one game at 9:20 in the morning tomorrow, and that game will be Michigan State against Mississippi State, if you're wondering.
Okay.
Duquesne and BYU will play at 9:45 tomorrow morning.
I love Duquesne.
Well, do you want to bet on them? BYU is favored by 10 over Duquesne. As you call them.
No, I'm going to go BYU.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, you know it's not in my DNA to ever pick BYU, so I can't do that. I'll take Duquesne plus 10.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I will. One other game tomorrow morning, Long Beach State and the number 2 seed Arizona. Arizona, 20.5 point favorites here. And Arizona's really impossible to bet on or against, because they either blow you out or they play terrible.
Yeah.
And, I mean, last year they lost in the first round to Princeton. Now you want me to give 20.5 points?
Am I up first or are you up first?
I'm up first. I can't think to what to do here. I'm really, I should root for Long Beach State because of our friend Bobby Smitherin, but I'm going to take Arizona.
Right.
Give all those points. What are you going to do?
Remember
the Long Beach State coach, Dan Monson, has already been fired.
Yes.
But he's coaching the game.
They're playing for their coach.
Well.
I mean, 20 and a half points is a lot. I'm going to go with Long Beach State.
You're going to take it.
Lose by 19.
Lose by 19, he says. Okay, good for you. One game in the NBA tonight. Matchup of Eastern Conference powers. The Celtics are at home 10 and a half over the Bucks.
What's going on?
You're first.
What's going on?
The Celtics are good. Are they that good that they should be favored 10 and a half points over the second place team in the East?
Is Giannis not playing? Is Dame not playing?
Not that I know of.
Did they fire Doc Rivers?
Not that I know of.
All right. Well, I'm going to go.
Oh, I changed my mind. I just saw it. Antetokounmpo ruled out versus Celtics.
All right. He's been hurt a lot lately.
That's a big deal.
I'm going to do Celtics.
You're going to take the Celtics with that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to still take the Bucks. I remember the Lakers went in there without LeBron and without Anthony Davis and beat the Celtics this year. I'm still not sold on the Celtics. I got one more game.
So you're going Bucks?
I'm going Bucks.
Okay.
Plus the 10 and a half. All right, we got one more game to wager on. I forgot to give my record coming into tonight's action.
No, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you said you were doing really well.
I did, but I didn't actually give the numbers.
Oh, okay. What are the
numbers? I'm 8-1.
Ooh.
So you might want to listen to what I'm saying this week.
Why didn't you do any betting at 7 Mile Casino earlier?
I probably should have. All right, here's the last one. Dodgers, Padres, total run scored. Over, under 8.5.
Over, under.
This morning, 7 runs were scored. Tomorrow, 8.5.
Yamamoto and Joe.
Yamamoto and Joe. I'm going to say over this time because nobody even got an extra base hit today.
That is.
And they still scored 7 runs, the two teams.
That is far out.
That's hard to believe that'll happen again. I'll take over.
I think Yamamoto is going to struggle, and I'm going to say the Padres go over.
Beat him up?
Yeah.
I hope you're right. I know you're really rooting against this guy.
I just think
it's nothing that Yamamoto did other than that he signed a ridiculous contract for a guy that's never pitched a game in Major League Baseball.
It makes zero sense to me. It makes zero sense.
It doesn't make zero sense. He did win the MVP of his league 3 years in a row.
Okay, yes, he did.
So it makes a little sense.
But if those guys were good enough, Chris, they would be playing in Major League Baseball.
I gotcha. All right, there's our Daily Gambit segment for today. Still ahead on the program, we got Sports Court. We got Chris versus the fans, some trivia. We've got the Big Five. But when we return to Gwen and Chris, the National Football League, they are making a huge change to the rules.
What?
Or they may be anyway. We will tell you what that proposed rule change is.
Wow.
If this goes through, the NFL will look unlike it ever has before.
This is a tease for all ages, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's coming up next after we check traffic?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, before we get to this NFL story, we welcome you back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Hello, Matt Scraby. Together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., you know, is in South Korea. And he called the game today along with Jesse Agler. Dodgers won it 5-2. The season starts with an episode of Glovegate. What cruel fate awaits the Padres in Game 2? Make sure you tune in at 2 o'clock this morning for Sam Levitt's pregame show, 3:05. What is this, from the X-Files or something?
No, I went to our free music service and I typed in X-Files, and these are the songs.
This is what you got.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Sunday, something to keep in mind. Sunday. It is Fan Fest. Padres Fan Fest.
That's right.
2024.
That's right.
And we are going to be broadcasting live there, you and I.
Yes, we are.
Hopefully Tony will drop by, but I know he's going to be busy.
He's managing a celebrity softball game that I think he got annoyed by me asking. Like,
we asked him like 50 times, you and I, if we could play, and every single time he said no.
I think he got annoyed.
He did. And we stayed on it. We're like, come on, Tony.
I think that's why he got annoyed.
You just wanted to hang out with some of the celebrities. I don't blame you.
Of course.
Sounded like a lot of fun, but they're not going to let us play. They will have us hosting a show, so come by and say hello. We're on from 4 to 6 Sunday in the late afternoon.
Yes.
Also, down at FanFest, we'll see you there.
Ben and Woods are going to be there for 2 hours. I believe they take the first 2 hours, and then Annie and Elston take the second 2 hours.
Now, don't worry about them. Just come visit us.
Don't say that.
Just come visit us between 4 and 6.
And visit them.
All right. One other thing. Go to Scraby's Twitter account, at Matt Scraby. He has put up the easiest link I've ever seen.
Oh, a QR code?
What is it?
It's a QR code.
Put up a QR code. All you have to do is click the QR code or however you work those.
Yes. No, you
the people I'm talking to will know what to do.
You take a picture of it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I actually do know how to work a QR code.
Okay, good.
But, yeah, snap a quick shot of the QR code. That will take, go to Scraby's Twitter account, get the QR code. That will take you right to our NCAA March Madness Tournament Challenge.
Yeah, let me go
for this show.
What we have.
We have almost 100 entries already. We're closing in on 100 entries. My bracket's there. Scraby's there. Tony's there.
Adam Klug just signed up.
Yeah, we want to get your bracket. There's nothing, no prize, but bragging rights are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have the best, and we'll give updates throughout the tournament on whose brackets are the best. So make sure you sign up. Go to Scraby's Twitter, at Matt Scraby, and follow along from there.
I also retweeted from 97.3 The Fan SD. So if you have that, too, you can go there.
All right, here's the story in the National Football League that may change the way the game looks forever. The NFL Competition Committee has proposed. Hey, well, we all got up at 2 o'clock this morning, so yes. we can be excused. The NFL's competition committee has proposed a revamped kickoff, and it resembles the alignment that was used during the XFL during the 2020 and during the 2023 seasons. This is a high profile change that owners will consider next week. It could change the way the game looks forever. Here's the proposal. The kicker would continue to kick off from the 35-yard line. But the other 10 players on his team would not line up next to him. They would line up downfield at the receiving team's 40-yard line.
Okay.
The receiving team's return guys would line up at the 30-yard line.
Okay.
10 yards away. And then the two return men would be deep. And then the ball's kicked off. Apparently,
you can't run until the ball crosses
your head. You can't get a running start. You can't get a running head start. Kickoff team, that supposedly will reduce the risk of severe injury. And apparently, in the XFL, they had 90% more kickoff returns than they had previously. Because keep in mind, there's hardly ever a kickoff return anymore in the NFL. They just boom it through the end zone.
Very rare.
But now you would have your teammates already lined up downfield, so you'd have a good chance of pinning the team much deeper. That's why you would, you know, choose not to kick it through the end zone. You want the return. If you kind of can't picture this in your mind, Scraby, I sent him a picture of it, what it looks like. And if you throw it out there on Twitter or something, people can at least get a idea what this looks like. But it's a strange look. Now, there will be no more, under this new rule, if it's voted in, there'll be no more surprise onside kicks. Because there's nobody to onside kick to. Your teammates are down the field.
I don't know what we're doing here.
If you want to do an onside kick, you have to tell the officials, and then you line up the old way, and you try an onside kick. You have to actually tell them an onside kick is coming.
Well, that defeats the purpose of an onside kick.
Well, I'm just saying. That's what they're going to be considering. If 24 of the 32 owners ratify it, the rule would go into effect for 1 year only. And then they obviously would take a look at it and see how well it worked or didn't work. As I said, the idea is to increase the number of returns and minimize the high-speed collisions.
I get all that, and I understand it's very dangerous kickoffs, because Greg Camarillo told me, former NFL player who's been on our show many times, we have to get him on soon.
Yeah.
He told me that he was on a kickoff team, and sometimes he would be hitting that wedge, and it would knock some cobwebs loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, running full speed. These guys are monsters, and they're running full speed downfield. That is dangerous.
My first thought is this is ridiculous, and it's going to look ridiculous, but then again, that's what I thought about every one of these Major League Baseball rule changes.
Oh, that's a good point.
And guess what? They've all worked out pretty well.
That's a pretty good point.
So consider that they did in the XFL for two seasons, and it worked well for them. So the NFL might soon put that in. There's also another proposal that will prohibit the hip drop tackling technique.
This has been a hot topic for a couple years now.
Yeah, where you grab a guy around the waist, yeah, and then you yourself fall.
You take your legs out and you use your weight to pull them to the ground.
You just pull them to the ground. Too many guys are getting injured using this technique.
Well, so, Tony Pollard, I think, was the one who really put it in the spotlight, because it happened during the 49ers and Cowboys playoff game a couple years ago. Yeah.
Tyreek got hurt that way in that Monday night game.
That's
against
true. He did.
The Titans.
Changed his entire season.
A little bit. Anyway, and I'm not just mentioning him. There was a lot of guys
hurt.
There were. But I remember Tyreek for was one of the examples. All right, there's your NFL update. When we come back, we're going to open things up to Sports Court.
Woohoo!
Oh, boy. I still don't have my wig, Scrabe.
That's my fault. That's my fault.
All right, have yourself a spicy little meatball, and we'll come back with more Gwen and Chris. All right, welcome back. Gwen and Chris, otherwise known as the show where we uncover great conspiracy theories. Scraby is diving deep into this breaking story. The Shohei Ohtani's interpreter has been fired. The interpreter, massive theft alleged. $4.5 million in wire transfers sent from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation set off a series of events that has the interpreter fired. But Scraby wants to find fault with Ohtani here, so he's doing everything he can to dig up some dirt on Shohei.
Well, I'm not digging up dirt, and I'm so happy we get to play this again.
Oh, God. Third time today we've played
it
this.
It is. I mean, it's a happy, what is it, Wednesday? I think
yeah,
it's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
So it's not even that I'm trying to drum stuff up. This is from the ESPN article. But initially, here's straight from the article. Initially, a spokesman for Ohtani told ESPN the slugger had transferred the funds to cover Mizuhara's gambling debt. The spokesman presented Mizuhara to ESPN for a 90-minute interview on Tuesday night, during which Mizuhara laid out his account in great detail. However, as ESPN prepared to publish the story Wednesday, the spokesman disavowed Mizuhara's account and said Ohtani's lawyers would issue a statement. So, long story short, if this truly is coming from Shohei Ohtani's account, and I'm not trying to be like a jerk here, this seems like this could get him in trouble, even if he's not involved. Gambling and your money as a player is very serious.
Well, so what you're telling me now is that there's some thinking that Ohtani himself transferred the money. It wasn't the interpreter.
It's from his account.
It wasn't the interpreter, but the previous story indicated that the interpreter stole the money.
Yes.
And transferred it. Now, yes, there's some people who believe maybe Ohtani himself transferred the money, in which case, I guess, and people out there know the law a lot better than I do.
Yeah.
But maybe he could be connected in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani could be facing 6 or 7 months in jail. That would put a crimp in the Dodgers' plans to go 162-0.
It really will. It really will. It really will. Apparently, he's...
If he can't beat Shohei Ohtani, Jail him.
Jail him.
That's what I say.
The wire transfer payments, I guess, were sent from Ohtani's account to an associate of the bookie,
yeah,
according to multiple sources. All ESPN right. reviewed bank information showing Ohtani's name on two $500,000 payments sent last September and October. I don't know how you're able to get Shohei Ohtani's financial information, but that's
I don't know.
Besides the point.
Who wrote the story? Was it
ESPN?
No, was it,
oh, was it Jeff
tagged?
Passan?
No, it could have been Alden. No, Tisha Thompson.
Tisha Thompson, yeah.
Tisha.
The original story was in the Los Angeles Times.
All right. There you have the latest. We'll keep you up to date. But that is the big news of the day, whether you're interested in it or not, that Shohei Ohtani had $4.5 million allegedly stolen from him by his interpreter. And now they're coming up with other possibilities. Did any of them tie into Glovegate?
Not on that article.
Not in that article.
I will go ahead and send
you keep digging
my
on that. You keep digging on Glovegate.
My question, and Matthew,
I expect you to break a story in the next 48 hours that calls the result of today's Padre game into question.
I think this is going to turn into something.
I hope you're right.
I don't think it's going to turn into anything crazy, but there has to be investigations because that's kind of
they
got to
look into it a little. I mean, like I said, Jay Cronenworth just blew it off and said, well, it's...
Oh, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about Shohei Ohtani's name being
I don't care about this thing. With the, you know, $4.5 million to Shohei Ohtani's a nickel. I care about Glovegate. And Jay Cronenworth just basically saying, well, it's really too bad that happened. I'm like, yeah.
Well, what is he supposed to say?
I don't know, but this is ridiculous that this happened.
It is kind of ridiculous.
I, by the way, looked at the manufacturer of the glove before he took it off. Should I throw that manufacturer under the bus for producing faulty equipment?
Who is it?
Be careful the next time you buy Wilson brand athletic equipment. It was a Wilson glove.
I didn't know Wilson made gloves.
No, Wilson! They don't make them. They don't make them too well, apparently.
You're right. Apparently, they don't.
All right, let's check traffic. Then we're going to get into today's sports court.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Chris, we have started something, because on the chat, people are starting to buy into this whole Glovegate conspiracy.
Something happened.
Annie Halbrin came up with the name Glovegate,
yes,
and we've run with it.
We've run with it. Like I said, something happened. He took infield with that very same glove just 5 to 10 minutes before the ball went through his glove.
Yeah.
How did he do that? He caught throws from shortstop, third base, and second base
all game,
warming up the infield prior to the beginning of the eighth inning. So how did his glove just all of a sudden give way?
I don't know.
Or how did he not notice that it was about to give way? I mean, there's a lot of questions I have here.
And Jacob, who we met Jacob earlier today. Thank you, Jacob, for coming out. Actually, Jacob and Cesar both asked for our autograph, which is very nice. I didn't know what to do.
You like giving out autographs, don't you?
Well, it's like one of the three times I've ever done it. And,
it's a perk.
And I didn't know what to do. But
it's
anyway.
A perk. Well, you sign your name.
Yes,
that's
Jacob
pretty
said,
much it.
And the ball went through his glove like hot butter. There you go. You all right with that, Chris?
Let's go to the sports court.
All right.
I'll do the best I can without a wig.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. All right, let's get into the first one. We have a fantasy. We have a group text one. We have a streaming one. And we also have a first date-ish idea. So here's the first one. You guys have been talking about fantasy sports group texts lately, and I have my own group text problem. I am like Chris. I don't want to be on the group text, and I don't want to see any notifications of said group text. Chris is 100% correct when he says one message means 50 messages. The problem is, the league commissioner uses the group text for league announcements.
Yeah.
We have had issues in the past with people knowing deadlines, etc. He says, I can't be in the league if I am not on the group text.
Boy.
Doesn't care if I ever respond, but wants to know I am at least on the notices. Should I just join the group text, Chris?
Yeah, you can always just quit the league. Right? Is that true?
I mean,
here's the thing. You were telling me the other day that I could mute the group text. If I do it, that all that means is that the alerts don't pop up on my phone every 5 minutes and disturb my day. But
disturb.
Yes, it does disturb my day because I'm doing the show. Look, I'm doing the show. My phone is right here, Scrape, right? Just out of camera range. Yep. My phone is down here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Whenever a notification pops up, what happens? I go, oh.
Yeah.
I look over.
Well, that's why I have my phone out of sight.
And then I go, oh, it's just one of the stupid group texts from my new fantasy league that Scrappy made me get
into. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. This guy is acting like he is so much better than all of us.
So not much better than all of anybody.
You know,
I just don't like a group text.
Our league commish Trevor was very nice this morning. He said hi to both of us. He even told me that every time the group text goes crazy, he thinks about you being mad at him.
Well, he doesn't have to do that anymore because you've taught me how to mute the text. But from what I understand, if you mute the text, you just don't get the notifications popping up, but you can go back through your phone and refer to the chat.
Yes, you can.
So that is my suggestion to this.
Just mute it. And
just mute it. And then when you want to look at the updates, then you could go back through and look at the updates and get the information you need. It's very simple.
There you go.
Very simple. Scraby helped me solve the problem.
Yeah, and you
know
what?
So I'm helping you solve the problem.
We are in agreement on this one. So, sir, I think you should just join the group text and mute it and just play in the league.
And again, I want the people that are in our league listening, I'm not muting it because I'm not interested in what's said there.
No, he's muting it because he's better than us.
All right. We'll just stay with that. I'm better than you. That's why I'm muting it. Exactly.
All right.
Order.
Oh, my God.
Order.
The courtroom is a little chaotic.
Order.
A little chaotic today.
All right. Here we go to the second one.
Up. Here comes a cute. No, that's something
group
else.
Group text. Group text.
No. See? This is what happens. I'm turning my phone over. There.
Chris, you're in these a lot, actually. I just put it together. I am like Chris and absolutely hate streaming so incredibly much. It's not about the tech part of it. It's about forcing me into using their platform. Here, my wife loves streaming, and she is in charge of those sorts of things in our house. She figured that we are going to be saving a lot of money by subscribing to only the services that we need. So she is ready to make the change. I don't normally question her about this because she is very good with this stuff. And I'm up first, Chris. Do I dare upset the order of the universe and question her about the streaming decision? I am not married. Barely have ever had a relationship. No, I'm just kidding. But Chris and Tony have taught me a lot about marriage.
Right.
And I'm thinking that you do not upset the order of the universe, but I don't think there's any problem with you presenting your issues with the switch. And you go from there. But you have to realize that you may just have to go down the road of streaming. Chris?
Eventually.
Yeah.
You have to fight for your right
to watch.
Yeah, to watch stuff on cable. Stay with it.
Fight the good fight?
Keep fighting the good fight.
You are not telling him this because I know that if Lori came home and was like, hey, Chris, we're going to go streaming only.
She's tried that.
You would fall in line.
She's tried that and she's got nowhere. She knows already that I will refuse steadfastly to go away from the cable and my DVR control. But she kind of agrees with me. She likes that better also. She's not a techie like you are. She's more of an untechie like I am. So even though we do stream a lot, we have Netflix and all that stuff, and we want, you know, she likes having the cable and the control that comes with cable. So I'm telling this listener, what's his name?
Gentlemen,
keep fighting the good fight, man. We got to keep cable TV alive as long as we can. Do not cut the cord. Do not cut the cord. Do not cut the cord.
I can imagine Chris like raising his sign while he's chanting.
Do not cut the cord. Keep the cord. Oh, I got a better one. Keep the cord.
Keep the cord. Yeah, that's a better one than
that's
do
better.
Not
yeah,
cut
it's better.
The cord.
Yeah, keep the cord. Keep fighting a good fight. Keep it alive. Look, we're going to lose Eventually, everything's going to be streamed.
Uh-huh.
But let's put it off as long as we can.
Dan says, happy wife, happy life.
I understand that,
Chance
too.
Bowman, at the same time, said, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I know.
We've
taught you that lesson many times. But in this case, I think you got to... happy wife, happy life. But that doesn't mean she can be right every single time.
Yeah.
You got to... every now and again, you got to pick your battles. And this is a battle worth picking.
You know, who are we? Oh, we were talking to Woodsy this morning, and we were talking about streaming, and he was like, that's one thing I will pay $400
yeah,
for is
right.
cable. Because if they tripled
my cable bill tomorrow, I'd happily pay it. Anything to not stream.
All right.
There you go. Yeah, I feel pretty strongly about it.
You do. I say do not upset the order of the universe.
But move
that's
on.
Not for
we
me.
Got one more. Do we have time?
Yeah, of course.
Get it in.
I have been dating this girl for the past 6 weeks, and everything is going great. I'm a huge Padres fan, and she's not a baseball fan at all. She said it was boring. However, she did say she wouldn't mind going to a game throughout the year. Here's my problem. I want to take her to opening day, but I am not sure if that's a good date idea, considering what she told me. It's still a new relationship, and I don't want to mess this up. Chris, do you think taking her to opening day is a good date idea?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Even after 6 weeks and she doesn't like baseball.
It's time we check out if we can get her a little bit interested.
Ah, okay. So this is a test.
A little bit. I mean, because I think you want to marry somebody who at least understands your interests.
Yeah, wants to go with you.
They don't have to have your interests.
True.
But I think in order to be a successful relationship, it's important that they understand your interests. I don't watch The Real Housewives, but I don't begrudge my wife sitting there for 7 hours and watching them.
Everybody, he loves the Housewives
shows. I don't.
Just
I really, truly don't. But, yeah, so I think, you know, like my wife, you know, watched me do fantasy sports for the longest time. She thought it was kind of silly. Now, guess who plays fantasy sports? My wife. She kind of found out she likes it.
Yeah.
So, you know, take her to a ball game. What's the worst that can happen? You buy her a little, you know, there's so many food options at the ball game. You have a nice, relaxing time. You chit-chat. If after 4 or 5 innings, she's really struggling, you can always, you know, you don't have to stay the whole game. But I think she should understand your interests.
I say you stay away from this one so early. Because,
goodness.
Chris, I have been to a baseball game on a first date before.
Not years a first date? You didn't say it was first
okay,
date.
Okay, you're right. All right, you're right. I would say gauge her interest and go off of how she reacts to you asking her to go to opening day. If she's like, oh, yeah, that sounds fun, then she's in. But if she's like, oh, yeah.
Well,
so
I got a better
fun.
Idea.
What?
Avoid opening day at all costs.
Oh, actually,
not
someone
a real
on
ball
the
game.
Chat said Tony Gwynn opening day.
Yeah, it's not. Opening day is the worst game to go to. Go to a regular game.
Yeah, but yeah.
Don't bring her to that. She's going to hate the crowd and all the non-fans that are there. Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, man. Matthew says, like me, I read Twitter and Reddit while the wife watches Love is Blind and The Bachelor.
Sure.
Tyler says, Chris strikes me as more of a below-deck guy over Real Housewives.
Why is that?
Joey makes a good
why
point.
Why do I strike that person as a below-deck guy, would you suppose?
I don't know. You like boat shoes, maybe? You actually never wear shoes.
Yeah.
Joey says, let the lady pick
never
it.
Wear
you
shoes.
Don't. Let the lady pick out a Padres crush, and you'll be solid. It
yes,
works for
with
him.
The new pants they're wearing these days. She's bound to
just
be interested.
Like, hey, go look at Manny. I think they call it a dump truck.
She's going to be interested.
All right,
there goes the sports court. Coming up next, it's time for Chris versus the Fans. Trivia. Dial in if you want to play today. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Chris, we have started something, because on the chat, people are starting to buy into this whole Glovegate conspiracy.
Something happened.
Annie Halbrin came up with the name Glovegate,
yes,
and we've run with it.
We've run with it. Like I said, something happened. He took infield with that very same glove just 5 to 10 minutes before the ball went through his glove.
Yeah.
How did he do that? He caught throws from shortstop, third base, and second base
all game,
warming up the infield prior to the beginning of the eighth inning. So how did his glove just all of a sudden give way?
I don't know.
Or how did he not notice that it was about to give way? I mean, there's a lot of questions I have here.
Scrape. And Jacob, who we met Jacob earlier today. Thank you, Jacob, for coming out. Actually, Jacob and Cesar both asked for our autograph, which is very nice. I didn't know what to do.
You like giving out autographs, don't
you?
Well, it's pretty cool.
One of the three times I've ever done it. And,
it's a perk.
And I didn't know what to do. But
it's
anyway.
A perk. Well, you sign your name.
Yes.
That's
Jacob
pretty
said,
much it.
And the ball went through his glove like hot butter. There you go. You all right with that, Chris?
Let's go to the sports court.
All right.
I'll do the best I can without a wig.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com. All right, let's get into the first one. We have a fantasy. We have a group text one. We have a streaming one. And we also have a first date-ish idea. So here's the first one. You guys have been talking about fantasy sports group text lately, and I have my own group text problem. I am like Chris. I don't want to be on the group text, and I don't want to see any notifications of said group text. Chris is 100% correct when he says one message means 50 messages. The problem is, the league commissioner uses the group text for league announcements.
Yeah.
We have had issues in the past with people knowing deadlines, etc. He says, I can't be in the league if I am not on the group text.
Oh boy.
Doesn't care if I ever respond, but wants to know I am at least on the notices. Should I just join the group text, Chris?
Yeah, you can always just quit the league. Right? Is that true?
I mean,
here's the thing. You were telling me the other day that I could mute the group text. If I do it, that all that means is that the alerts don't pop up on my phone every 5 minutes and disturb my day. But
disturb.
Yes, it does disturb my day because I'm doing the show. Look, I'm doing the show. My phone is right here, Scrape, right? Just out of camera range.
Yep.
My phone
mm-hmm.
is down here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Whenever a notification pops up, what
it
happens? I go,
oh. Yeah.
I look over.
Well, that's why I have my phone out of sight.
And then I go, oh, it's just one of the stupid group texts for my new fantasy league that Scrape made me get
into. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. This guy is acting like he is so much better than all of us.
So not much better than all of anybody.
You know,
I just don't like a group text.
Our league commissioner Trevor was very nice this morning. He said hi to both of us. He even told me that every time the group text goes crazy, he thinks about you being mad at
him. Well, he doesn't have to do that anymore because you've taught me how to mute the text. But from what I understand, if you mute the text, you just don't get the notifications popping up, but you can go back through your phone and refer to the chat.
Yes, you can.
So that is my suggestion to this.
Just mute it. And
just mute it. And then when you want to look at the updates, then you could go back through and look at the updates and get the information you need. It's very simple.
There you go.
Very simple. Scraby helped me solve the problem.
Yeah, and you
know what? So I'm helping you solve the problem.
We are in agreement on this one. So, sir, I think you should just join the group text and mute it and just play in the league.
And again, I want the people that are in our league listening, I'm not muting it because I'm not interested in what's said there.
No, he's muting it because he's better than us.
All right.
Muting it so that you can get
now,
to the
show. Now, we'll just stay with that. I'm better than you. That's why I'm muting it.
All
exactly.
Right. All right.
Order.
Oh, my God.
Order.
The courtroom is a little chaotic.
Order.
little chaotic tonight.
All right, here we go to the second one.
Up, here comes a cute. No, that's something
group
else.
Group text.
No. See, this is what happens. I get disturbed. I'm turning my phone over. There.
Chris, you're in these a lot, actually. I just put it together. I am like Chris and absolutely hate streaming so incredibly much. It's not about the tech part of it. It's about forcing me into using their platform. Here, my wife loves streaming, and she is in charge of those sorts of things in our house. She figured that we are going to be saving a lot of money by subscribing to only the services that we need. So she is ready to make the change. I don't normally question her about this because she is very good with this stuff. And I'm up first, Chris. Do I dare upset the order of the universe and question her about the streaming decision? I am not married. Barely have ever had a relationship. No, I'm just kidding. But Chris and Tony have taught me a lot about marriage.
Right.
And I'm thinking that you do not upset the order of the universe, but I don't think there's any problem with you presenting your issues with the switch. And you go from there. But you have to realize that you may just have to go down the road of streaming. Chris?
Eventually.
Yeah.
You have to fight for your right
to watch, party!
Yeah, to watch stuff on cable. Stay with it.
Continue to fight the good fight.
Keep fighting the good fight.
You are not telling him this because I know that if Lori came home and was like, "Hey, Chris, we're going to go streaming only."
She's tried that.
You would fall in line.
She's tried that and she's gotten nowhere. She knows already that I will refuse steadfastly to go away from the cable and my DVR control. But she kind of agrees with me. She likes that better also. She's not a techie like you are. She's more of an untechie like I am. So even though we do stream a lot, we have Netflix and all that stuff, and we want, you know, she likes having the cable and the control that comes with cable. So I'm telling this listener, what's his name?
Gentlemen,
keep fighting the good fight, man. We got to keep cable TV alive as long as we can. Do not cut the cord. Do not cut the cord. Do not cut the cord.
I can imagine Chris like raising his sign while he's chanting that.
Do not cut the cord. Keep the cord. Oh, I got a better one. Keep the cord.
Keep the cord.
Keep the cord.
Yeah, that's a better one than
that's
do
better.
Not
yeah,
cut
it's better.
The cord.
Yeah, keep the cord. Keep fighting a good fight. Keep it alive. Look, we're going to lose. Eventually, everything's going to be streamed.
Uh-huh.
But let's put it off as long as we can.
Dan says, happy wife, happy life.
I understand that,
Chance
too.
Bowman, at the same time, said, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I know. We've taught you that lesson many times, but in this case, I think you got to happy wife, happy life, but that doesn't mean she can be right every single time.
Yeah.
You got to, every now and again, you got to pick your battles.
Pick your battles.
And this is a battle worth picking.
You know, who are we? Oh, we were talking to Woodsy this morning and we were talking about streaming and he was like, that's one thing I will pay $400
yeah,
for is
right.
cable because if they, I if want they
tripled,
cable.
If they tripled my cable bill tomorrow, I'd happily pay it. Anything to not stream.
All right.
There you
All
go.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, I feel
very,
pretty strongly about it.
You do. I say do not upset the order of the universe. But
okay, move
that's
on.
Not for
we
me.
Got one more. Do we have time?
Yeah, of course.
Get it in.
I have been dating this girl for the past 6 weeks, and everything is going great. I'm a huge Padres fan, and she is not a baseball fan at all. She said it was boring. However, she did say she wouldn't mind going to a game throughout the year. Here's my problem. I want to take her to opening day, but I am not sure if that's a good date idea considering what she told me. It's still a new relationship, and I don't want to mess this up. Chris, do you think taking her to opening day is a good date idea?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Even after 6 weeks and she doesn't like baseball.
It's time we check out if we can get her a little bit interested.
Ah, okay.
So
this is a test.
A little bit. I mean, because I think you want out there, you want to marry somebody who at least understands your interests.
Yeah, wants to go with you.
They don't have to have your interests.
True.
But I think in order to be a successful relationship, it's important that they understand your interests. I don't watch The Real Housewives, But I don't begrudge my wife sitting there for 7 hours and watching them.
Everybody, he loves the housewife
shows. I really truly don't. But yeah, so I think, you know, like my wife, you know, watched me do fantasy sports for the longest time. She thought it was kind of silly. Now guess who plays fantasy sports? My wife. She kind of found out she likes it.
Yeah.
So, you know, take her to a ball game. What's the worst that can happen? You buy her a little, you know, buy some. So there's so many food options at the ball game. You have a nice, relaxing time. You chit chat. If after 4 or 5 innings, she's really struggling, you can always, you know, you don't have to stay the whole game. But I think you should. I think she should understand your interests.
I say you stay away from this one so early. Because,
goodness.
Chris, I have been to a baseball game on a first date before.
Not years a first years, date? You didn't say it was first
okay,
date.
Okay, you're right. All right. All right, you're right. I would say gauge her interest and go off of how she reacts to you asking her to go to opening day. If she's like, oh, yeah, that sounds fun, then she's in. But if she's like, oh, yeah.
Well,
so
I got a better
fun.
Idea.
What?
Avoid opening day at all costs.
Oh, actually, not someone a real ball on the game. Chat said Tony Gwynn opening day.
Yeah, it's not. Opening day is the worst game to go to. Go to a regular game.
Yeah, but yeah.
Don't bring her to that. She's going to hate the crowd and all the non-fans that are there. Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, man. Matthew says, like me, I read Twitter and Reddit while the wife watches Love is Blind and The Bachelor.
Sure.
Tyler says, Chris strikes me as more of a below-deck guy over Real Housewives.
Why is that?
Joey makes
a
good
why
point.
Why do I strike that person as a below-deck guy, would you suppose?
I don't know. You like boat shoes, maybe? You actually never wear shoes.
Yeah.
Joey says, let the lady pick
never
it.
Wear
you
shoes.
Don't. Let the lady pick out a Padres crush, and you'll be solid. It
yes,
works
with
him.
The new pants they're wearing these days. She's bound to
just
be interested.
Like, hey, go look at Manny. I think they call it a dump truck.
She's going to be interested.
All right.
All right, there goes the sports court. Coming up next, it's time for Chris versus the fans. Trivia. Dial in if you want to play today. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.